Hey guys, it's The Great Debate.
Is it ever? Oh, Healy, I'm ready to go. I am foaming at the
You're
mouth.
So hot on these tops. Yes. I love it. I love you at your hottest.
Special edition of The Great Debates, football-themed micro extravaganza. All the debates have to do with football. It's football season. We're excited about that.
Football fun.
And we love micro debates.
Are you ready for some football debates?
I was looking for that one. Thank you. Who's ready?
Me.
Steve.
Okay.
Me, Dave.
Dave ready.
I'm ready.
Dave Good. Ready too. Timer.
Ready. Ready. Begin the debate.
Earlier you said the timer was ready. It's clearly not ready.
It's ready. It's ready. Dave's, I'm getting upset because Dave is looking online and writing down facts, which is that's against the great debate rules.
Man, it's fine. Part of the
We're
game.
Good. Let's go. Let's go.
Game. Okay. Topic number one, Dave taking the pro in a switcheroo of normal roles.
Love the switcheroo.
Ready to go? Fantasy football is sad.
There's nothing sadder than fantasy football. I play it. I have so many fantasy football teams. I've been playing fantasy football for probably 20 years. It's so sad. I took time away between debates tonight to look at my fantasy football team because there's a game going on right now. What is sadder than that? What's sadder than me, a grown man, not wanting to talk to my friends, my loved ones, so that I can check to see on what a guy fucking 14 years younger than me, whether he's going to get 80 yards in tonight's game or not. It's meaningless. It's pathetic. It's a waste of grown man's time. It's so sad. Yes, people have fun doing it, but the activity, the act of it is sad. It's desperate. It's pathetic.
Nothing about fantasy football is sad. There's something slightly sad about your compulsion, but there's something sad about all kinds of compulsions. Alcohol isn't sad. Driving isn't sad. They can lead to sad things, but they themselves are activities that can relax and or things that can relax and divert the human mind. Fantasy football relaxes and diverts you, and you can enjoy it. The problem is you have an obsessive personality, or
absolutely
you have some problem, you have no self-discipline.
That's, not,
that's
totally
what's going on. But fantasy
point.
Football
it's not
wouldn't
about
be
a compulsion.
Fun, or you
it's
wouldn't
about a
do
distraction.
It.
It's about
no. It's all look. Either it's fun, and that's why you've been doing it for 20 years, or it's a compulsion that you can't escape from. Which is it?
It's fun. But
okay,
it's sad.
There you go. So it's
it doesn't
not sad.
Matter whether it's fun or not. It takes us away from the things that are more important. And
no, it
on
more
top of
engages
this,
you with the game that you love.
The older you get,
and
the
I bet you're closer to
becomes.
Your friends from it. I bet you have a draft.
Absolutely
you have
none.
A blast.
I just told you why.
You tease everybody.
The draft is one of the happiest days of the year for people, and it's at the same time
the opposite
the
of sad.
Saddest.
It is the opposite
it is
of sad.
Both, Healy. It's so sad to see 12 grown men in a room calling out the names of men. Younger, wealthier, more brain damage than them, and hoping that these men will bring joy to their lives in some small way simply because they're able to score more points than the other guys. Players. It's pathetic.
What you're describing is 12 friends getting together to do an activity. Yeah, it's a little silly.
A lot of these guys I'm not friends with.
All games are silly, but that doesn't mean they're sad. Beating yourself up. You're being too hard on yourself.
It goes far beyond silliness. It's what you have to examine what the game is. I'm not talking about a game like poker, which involves
analysis and prediction,
but it's all predicated
caution,
on the drafting
risk.
Of other people. It's all about like I hope
it's
that these men
fun.
Can
it's
do
amazing.
What I can. A lot of times it's not
well,
free
okay,
at all.
If you want
a
to gamble
people,
on it, you can. But that's extra
well,
fun.
It's for a lot of people, gambling becomes very sad and dangerous. I don't have to tell you about how many people for who you know. I'll go out there. You know, we see all these ads for DraftKings. And
you
all this
can get
garbage.
Addicted to all kinds of stuff. That doesn't make the activity itself sad.
You know, I say maybe you should be addicted to your family. Maybe you should be addicted to your family.
I don't want to waste any time here.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Let's keep going.
We host chat every goddamn episode. Here's a chance.
No, keep going.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Ready for this?
Yeah, it's really, I'll tell you right now, it's the third one that I'm really fucking piping
I know,
hot for.
You're so hot.
All right, go
okay.
ahead, let's go. Second one.
Next micro football debate. Steve taking the pro. Pete Carroll versus Bill Belichick.
Look, I grew up a Patriots fan. I love Bill Belichick, but I take the more life-affirming side in great debates, and Pete Carroll is a life-affirming guy. Win forever. Here is a guy who transforms.
Calm down.
Why should I calm down? You're excited for your topic? Let me have fun with mine. The guy, Pete Carroll, this is what he does to you. He gets you excited. Pete Carroll took a hard look at himself, and I encourage everybody to get the book Win Forever, where he describes this transition he went through. He was like, listen, I'm not the screamy, mean Nick Saban, Bill Belichick kind of guy. That's not who I am. How can I use the guy that I am to be an effective football coach and a competitor? And he sat down and he thought about it. He wrote down a mission statement for himself. He said, we're going to compete every day. We're going to have fun. We're only going to focus on the positives. And that's how we're going to build a tremendous football team. And that's what he's done. That's how what he did at USC. And that's what he's doing for the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, he suffered a tremendous setback in the last Super Bowl. No one would deny that. On the other hand, what was happening on the Twitter a day later?
What?
He's talking to the 12s. He's telling them we'll be back next year. We'll be better than ever. He's rousing people to his many charities that he supports. Bill Belichick, meanwhile, is a known cheater and sourpuss. He looks disgusting on the football field every week. His reputation has been taken to the shitbox. No one would want to spend an hour with this guy. He looks like a complete sourball. Get him out of here.
Bill Belichick's reputation has been absolutely, improved by recent events, if anything. I don't know where you're getting the idea that it's been tarnished more by recent events. He's come out looking, he has a sterling record through Deflategate. No one ever accused Bill Belichick of having anything to do with that.
We're not talking Deflategate, we're talking spies.
You know, it's as simple as this. Bill Belichick won the fucking game. Pete Carroll versus Bill Belichick was the last Super Bowl. Bill Belichick outcoached him. It's as simple as that. The book Pete Carroll wrote should be called How to Get Out of USC Before They Come Kick You Out and Then Blow It on First and Goal from the 1.5 yard line.
That's a book I'd read. Who would you rather have as your dad? Who would you rather have
question
as your friend?
Who would you rather have as your fashion designer?
Who would you rather have coaching you? Would you rather be coached by Bill Belichick or Pete Carroll?
Yeah, I'd rather be coached. No. I want to be on the winning team.
Bill Belichick 100 times.
Absolutely.
He would give you nothing. Pete Carroll would feel cold and lost. Yeah, maybe you would win, but you would leave emotionally shattered.
I happen to work very well with people who manage in that style. You have absolutely no problem with it. Bill Belichick has brought so much to the world of coaching. If you watch the way he manages his team, it's unbelievable. Other coaches like Pete Carroll, when they get upset, they go after the lowest man on the totem pole. Not Bill Belichick. He's a genius. What he does is he takes the star side. He chews him out because he knows if he can yell at the star, everyone else is going to fall in line. No one else has the balls to do that. Belichick is a genius. Belichick beat Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll is a pussy and an asshole.
A pussy? You think a pussy can coach Marshawn Lynch?
Okay, we're going to keep the momentum going. Yeah. I see no reason to slow it down.
Let's do it.
The next topic, Steve also is going to take the pro on this one.
Cool.
That topic is, are you ready? Rudy is the best football movie.
He was 5'0", 100 and nothing. And he played football for Notre Dame. That's the story of Rudy. It's a movie that goes, it's a great football movie because it goes beyond football.
Oh, God.
It goes to character. You can't tell me you've watched Rudy and not been moved to tears.
I'm bored. We all know that the real life Rudy was a bad man. We've all heard the stories.
Forget it.
About
we're not talking about the real life Rudy.
I don't
we're
care about that. Here are the reasons why the movie is bad. First of all, the acting is terrible. It's melodramatic. It's not. There's not enough humor in the movie to make it feel like something real.
Favreau.
The only good parts of it are Favreau and Sean. The only good things in it. The rest of it is awful. Sean Astin is way overacting. It's melodramatic. It's not fun in any way. His family, a totally maudlin performances by all of them. The magical Negro character, it's an abomination. They shouldn't have done it. I don't know how that made it through the script, let alone the filming, let alone through the editing. It's absolutely unbelievable that they would put that in any movie after like 1955. What's his name? Playing the janitor who somehow magically coaches
Charles
the guy.
S. Dutton.
Charles S. Dutton in another overwrought performance. Playing on African-American stereotypes in a shameful way.
What stereotype? Strength? Wisdom?
No, it's the magical Negro.
Which stereotypes? What is magic about him? He's a janitor.
He appears almost literally out of nowhere and is able to coach this guy in a sort of otherworldly way to teach him.
He gives him a pep talk. I think you're getting lost on this magicalness. There's nothing magical about this guy.
Why the movie is bad. Had to create a false villain in the coach of Ara Parsegian or whatever his name was. In real life, of course, coach had no problem with Rudy. He was one of the cheerleaders of him. He wanted him to play. So the story
accuracy
itself
accuracy doesn't defeat a historical movie. You know that.
It absolutely does in a movie that's supposed to be not only based or influenced on real events, but telling a story in a documentary style way.
That contradicts what you just said about being melodramatic. Dave, I'm really disappointed here because I can tell sooner or later Great Debates was going to devolve to like the public high school kind of debating where you try and say as much as quickly as possible. And if you want to keep doing that, you got 49 seconds left to do it.
Okay. Gladly. Here are football movies that are better than Rudy. Friday Night Lights, Jerry Maguire, Varsity Blues, the original Varsity Blues, terrible movie.
Varsity Blues.
You know what? Healy, you're right. And it's still better than Rudy. You know why? Because it's funny, it's sexy, the story holds together, and it's not absolute 100%
very weak film.
Historical, recreative
bullshit.
The
TV show Friday Night Lights is better than the movie, because the movie is so weak.
And the movie is not weak. The movie is pretty good.
You haven't even seen it. There's no way you've even seen The Longest Yard.
I haven't. I don't have to know that it's better than Rudy.
This is a disappointing debate.
It's not at all. I'm having a great time.
Yeah, it is. You're running through your arguments as quickly as possible.
You know what? Here's my real problem with Rudy. For every Rudy, there's 100,000 kids who actually should have given up. The moral of Rudy is a mistake. It's not always the. I'm going to keep going through the alarm. I don't care. It's not always the best thing to keep going. It was a mistake for Rudy to keep playing, whether or not he actually ended up on the team. Someone should have told him to quit. In fact, they did tell him to quit, and he was too stupid to listen to them. And just because he got to play one down and had one sack doesn't mean that it was worth it. The things that he sacrificed, the opportunity cost of making the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, were not worth the accomplishment in the end. Give up. It's okay. It's not worth it. Go to school. Study your classes. Forget about the tackling dummies. That should be the lesson of Rudy, and it's not.
I'm very excited for the football season.
Yeah. So we got Patty's Bills playing tonight.
They're playing tonight or they're playing this weekend?
They're playing this weekend. Sorry, Sunday.
Sunday night.
What's your pick?
Patty's.
Yeah, obviously, right?
Well, I mean, you kind of have to, right?
I got it, yeah. Well, they have the best coach in the world. I mean, Pete, you know, Pete Carroll cheated at USC far more than Bill Belichick has ever had.
Look,
ever has
whatever. He found a way around the rules. He was also a great positive influence on a lot of teams.
Why is positivity? Yeah, you know, Bill Belichick was smart. He never coached college football. He knew it wasn't for him. Or he did for a short period of time.
No, didn't coach at.
I believe he was an assistant only.
Okay, cool.
That just exhausted me in a good way.
Would you rather take a 3-hour road trip with Bill Belichick or Pete Carroll?
Oh my God, Bill Belichick.
Really?
Pete Carroll would drive me fucking nuts. Are you kidding me? Bill Belichick would actually be interesting. You know, everyone says behind closed doors, Bill Belichick has a great sense of humor. He's warm. He's fascinating.
Who do you think would be better on the Great Debates?
Oh, Belichick. Far smarter, much more argumentative.
You think so?
Pete Carroll's a doofus.
I'm just interpreting what Dave is saying.
Pete Carroll's positive. He's too positive. He doesn't see objectively. You're talking about a guy who threw it away first and goal at the one.
I thought this was one of those rare episodes, maybe a singular episode, in that all of the debates like actually fell along real life opinion lines.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Which gave it some cool energy.
That was fun.
Always a welcome situation.
A welcome respite.
I'm checking my fantasy football team right now. Tell me that's not sad.
You're sad. That doesn't mean fantasy football is
I'm not sad.
Yeah, you are. You're a sad guy who's addicted to your phone. You're addicted to stimulus, not fantasy football.
I had my phone here the whole time. This is the only thing I chose to look at.
Yeah, okay. Fantasy football is your stimulus of choice.
Yeah, that's sad. I think we're done.
Yeah, that was good. Let's go watch some football.